I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in snake rescue.
Whew, okay, frantic rush. Last week, a gardener by the name of Armstrong phoned me about a black mamba in his property. When the property he works in, couldn't find it. It's a property I'd been to a couple times before. Caught two mambas. Now he's just phoned me, says there's two. Don't know what the heck there's two doing together. It's not mating season yet. Soon, but not yet. Mating season starts kind of May, June, July. So, not sure why there's two. Don't know if there's definitely two. Sometimes people say there's two, but it's one just because the snake is so big. That or they're two species. He says they're two mambas, but it could be a mamba and another snake. So, really excited. Thankfully, I'm not far. I'm about less than 10 minutes away. Let's see what's happening. Right, I've arrived. Let's see what Armstrong has for me. He's standing up in the driveway. Oh, it's in the back. He's in the back. Okay, let's go.
Oh, somebody guys to look at it. Down here.
No,
actually, it's
a
one.
It's just one.
Yeah.
That's a bit high for me. Where's your... Who wants to hold the ladder for me? No one wants to hold the ladder for me.
I can't see.
It's in Bougainvillea, so that just makes life a lot more difficult.
Next door.
Oh, it's moving next door. I need to get next door. How do I get next door?
I'll run.
Open the door, eh? Running next door because the snake's moving next door. Help these people open. It's a long driveway. Oh no. Oh hell. This is a very angry dog. If that mamba goes down, I've got a problem here. Got a big problem. Hey, it's okay. Hello? Okay, they're not here. Running back. Snake's on the move. I don't think I'm going to get it. The bush is thick. But we'll see. Don't have high hopes yet. Yeah, don't need gym when I'm chasing snakes.
Hey.
No one there.
Hey.
I'm strong.
Hello.
Can't see it.
Can't see.
It's that side. I need to get that side. But I think the birds can see him. I see him.
Can you see him?
Yeah. There's no one there, huh?
There's no one there.
And the dog is not friendly. 6 minutes. Okay, well, all we can do now is watch the snake. We're waiting for the neighbour now. Neighbour is apparently 6 minutes away. The mamba, they could see it. I could briefly see it. It was moving. But gee, they've got an angry German shepherd here. Good watchdog. But I'm so worried the snake goes down, then we're going to end up with two dead animals. It's a real worry for me now. There's no guarantee I'll catch it this side, but it's definitely a much better chance. Because it's in her garden, technically. Shrubs sort of just overhang this side. Now I'm just waiting outside the gate. Funnily enough, where the mamba is, it's literally like in the same little passage in the back garden where I caught a large spitting cobra where I first met Armstrong. Comes to this house many times now. And the neighbor's dog was bitten by a black mamba. His name was Diesel. His name is Diesel. Remarkably, he pulled through with about 8 vials of antivenom, which is quite a lot for a dog. He's a big dog, and he survived. Can you guys see it? Now the dog is away. The birds are going crazy. The birds can see it. I'm just getting that ladder. Birds are not happy. They always give the snake away.
Yeah, I'm underneath the birds.
Oh, it's coming across. It's coming across. I see it. I see it. It's in the tree. It's coming into the banana tree overhanging your property there. Yo, that was such a hectic catch. I didn't even have time to hit the record button. Promise you, we were literally just giving up. Because I had another call, we couldn't see it, it had been about half an hour. So we thought, right, we've lost the battle here. And then one of the family members comes to the house, and I explained what happened, and I was literally just putting the ladder over the wall. And she said, oh, it's here, I can see it. I couldn't believe it. Right, like, it had come down the tree. And then it was going into the Strelitzia again, the wild banana. So I put my ladder against the tree that was growing right next to the Strelitzia and climbed up, and I was trying to see it. I could see the tail and not the head, and then I got a glimpse of like the mid-body. So I grabbed that. I thought, I'm not letting this go again. But then it was a bit dangerous, because if the snake decided to turn around and try and fend off this attacker, it had the reach to bite me. There was enough. I had it too low down on the body with the tongs. So I was a bit nervous, but thankfully the head was kind of hooked around the tree, so I had that for protection to a degree. But if it came around the tree, then I had problems. So then I pulled the tail towards me, grabbed the tail, held on for dear life, and I worked my way towards the head end, and I grabbed the neck and I pulled the neck towards me. But like up in the tree, and I'm trying to balance on the ladder, because if I lean too much to my left, I'm going to go collapsing with the mamba, and that wouldn't end too well. So I pulled it towards me, and usually when I'm pinning a mamba down by the head, I like to rest the tongs on something. Not possible up in a tree. Well, actually I saw a branch to lower down, so I was trying to pull the mamba down there, and eventually I sort of managed. It wasn't a very stable resting point, but it worked right enough, and I got it in the tree. That's when I recorded in the tree. Yo, that was so hectic. A bit nerve-wracking. But it went a lot better than I thought. Could have gone a lot worse. I'm so grateful to that family member who came and just saw it. I mean, we were all walking around, couldn't see the thing. And then she just comes, oh, there it is. I mean, she hadn't even seen it. She didn't know what to look for or anything. She just, yeah, quite incredible. And when we saw what she was looking at, it was actually fairly plain sight. Not too difficult in the end. I don't know how we all missed it, but we did. Very relieved. It's not a big mamba, pushing 2 meters, maybe just two on the dot. So very small, but so glad we got it. I don't like losing. I hate going for a snake or not finding it. I like to get it, and I feel like if you like, persistence usually pays off. Not always, admittedly, but my word, in the last few days, I've had a good few in the trees. 1, 2, 3. This is the third one since Thursday, and today's Monday. Wow. Sure, it's all happening in the trees. Never the easiest place, but we've been in some luck. But all of these ones have taken 2 to 3 hours, and they've all had points where we've almost given up, but we didn't. So, life lesson, I suppose.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.